Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field. Porter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Fox scores. Boley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and has Boley trapped. There's the throw to Hodapp, who tags Boley for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bishop bunts towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Boley reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, and he's got Boley trapped. He throws to Sewell, who throws to Hodapp, who tags Boley for the out. There goes McNair attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Clint Brown. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller is hit by the pitch. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair bunts towards the mound. Miller picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Miller scores. Boley goes all the way around to score. McNair moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.